We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Good morning. Are you awake? Or is this still part of that weird dream you were having?
This is a huge pickle.
Carson and Kennedy begins now.
If you're just tuning in, here's what we know.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to the show.
The weekend is here.
Not quite yet.
There is still much to be done.
Don't forget Memorial Day, okay?
Memorial Day's this weekend.
It's Memorial Day weekend, which means summer
is... Summer is just around the corner.
Take a long weekend.
A three-day weekend.
Memorial Day is it.
Three-day weekend.
Let's not forget.
The people who gave the ultimate sacrifice.
It's showtime.
Thank God it's Friday night, and I just got...
Bank of America for an hour yesterday.
Oh, are things getting sticky over there?
They'd be taking money out of my account. And I'm getting all these overdraft things. And I'm like, this is impossible. I've worked really hard not to be doing this anymore in my life. I'm a grown-ass woman. No. They took a big withdrawal out twice.
Oh, they double-billed you?
They're like, your balance is negative. And I was like, no, it's not. And then they said it's fixed and it's not. And so, but at least the pay went in. So I'm okay now today.
I always love how they're like, you have no money. So we're going to punish you by taking more money that you don't have. Here's a $35 overdraft fee.
I have my accounts linked so it doesn't cost me money, but still.
Well, it's something you don't have to worry about for at least a week. What? Feels good. It's a Friday. It's payday.
I mean, and it's a long weekend.
Oh, let's go.
So, good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
So, Carson is out today. He and his family taking a little extra day for a long weekend. Well-deserved time off.
Well-earned.
And Chef Tiffany Faison is hanging out with us this morning.
Which is very exciting. I love her to death.
And she's what she is wont to do when Carson leaves. I give her a call and I say, can you come in this morning? I know you probably worked till midnight last night, but
I know. She comes in so early for us. This is not her schedule.
She's going to be here with us this morning. Very excited about that. We're going to get you up to speed on everything that's happening here. We have so much happening. We're giving away a trip to see Taylor Swift in L.A. The Carson and Kennedy Acoustic Sessions Mix Lounge is happening. We started ticket giveaways yesterday to a resounding success. We also are teasing something today. Remember the Mix Beach House?
Oh, I remember.
Well, it's coming back, and we're going to have information on that.
That's huge.
We're going to have Kennedy's Impossible Parody today. We're going to find out what you're doing for the weekend today. Little change at Boston Calling lineup, Dan.
Yep, I'm going.
I'm going to get you. Which day are you going?
Tonight.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You're going to go see the Foos?
It is going to be messing with me because now there's two bands I want to see at the same time with this lineup change.
Now you're going to have to run back and forth.
The pick between my babies.
Sometimes you have to kill your darling. So we'll get you up to speed on what's happening there, all your entertainment stuff, all that good stuff.
What more could you possibly need?
I know. So I know probably some of you are heading out of town this morning. Got the kids in the back of the car. They're already screaming, are we there yet? Have you seen the lines at Logan? Holy crap. Not much scares me, kids, but I tell you what, they showed that this morning and I was like, woo! Not for me.
It's not going to be fun.
Grateful I'm not leaving town today. So, again, we'll bring you up to speed on all of that stuff. We want to hear from you this morning. So if you're on the road, if you're heading out of town,
God bless
you. About 617-931-1234. So we'll get you the Good Vibe Tribe coming up here. And, well, we have to stay to the end of the song, right?
I don't see why not.
Well, I mean, it's the best ending of a song ever.
Kennedy, your name's in the show. We can do anything you want. Makes no difference to me.
I keep forgetting that sometimes.
It's called the Carson and Kennedy
power.
Show.
I'm Bank of America. You're on my list.
I'm broke.
That's about right.
Bye.
We'll be right back.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
All right, good morning. I'm going to start our Good Vibe Tribe by welcoming Tiffany Face on into the building this morning. Oh, let's turn your mic on.
I hope I turned your mic on.
Oh, hey, thanks, Dan.
Hey! Yeah.
Come so, here, but no mic.
You're just going to have to project. Use your diaphragm.
That brings me all the good vibes having you in here
Hi,
with us
friends.
This morning. Carson taking a well-deserved day off. So let's start with the Celtics, shall we, Daniel?
It has never happened, as we've mentioned multiple times. A team coming back down 3-0
and
in
again,
an NBA playoff series.
We can't stress enough. 4 of the last 5 times Boston's been in Miami's building, they have won, coach.
They let us get 2.
We just needed 1. Now we have 2.
They let us get 2. See, now they're getting my hopes up.
Dan, you know what we're not?
What?
The Lakers.
You're damn right we're not the Lakers. That's the best vibes.
So when is the next game, please?
I think Sunday in Miami. Oh, and then if they win, they come back for game 7 in the Garden.
Bleed green.
I'm back on the roller coaster,
guys,
baby.
They're back. Okay, not only is it, you know, we needed 1, we have 2. The heart-swelling hope of all of this, the stars are back. We're back. It feels good to watch us play again.
I love it.
It was just so...
Yeah, it was tough to be in here on mornings after losses, Tiffany. I'm not going
to
lie.
I don't want to say that I get emotionally attached to the sports teams and the what happens. Yeah. It's out of my control.
Who are you? Where do you live?
Correct. Yeah.
Security, all right, guys. Come get down.
It is, of course, Memorial Day weekend. And as we head into this long weekend, you're going to travel, you're barbecuing, hanging out with your friends. I just want to make sure that you take a moment to remember why we celebrate this weekend.
100%.
And that is to remember those who gave their lives in service of our country. So
yes.
Please set some intention on that. Here's some stuff that's happening. The Massachusetts Military Heroes Fund and its volunteers have created that garden of flags on Boston Common near the Soldiers and Sailors Monument. It's gorgeous. More than 37,000 flags, one for every service member from Massachusetts who has fallen in the line of duty from the Revolutionary War until now. It's a wonderful place to pay tribute. Of course, Boston Calling is happening this weekend. One quick note, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs are out.
Someone but who's in?
But the Dropkick Murphys
the drop
are
kicks.
In.
Hope they're ready to mosh pit
also,
at Boston
Alanis
Calling.
Also, Morissette is playing for the first time in 12 years,
I know.
Guys.
It's
she hasn't
very
been for
exciting.
12 years. Also, Fletcher's here. What up,
Leslie? That'll be at the Harvard Athletic Complex. Starts today through Sunday. And from what I see on the television, people have already lined up.
That's crazy.
Why?
On Monday, the MFA and the ICA offer free admission to all Massachusetts residents. So go get some culture. There are lots of parades this weekend. Somerville having the biggest one. It will start in Davis Square, go to Veterans Cemetery, and the USS Constitution Museum will hold a series of activities to celebrate the holiday. So take a moment, do something good this weekend. I hope you get to spend time with your family and pack your patience if you're going to Logan.
Just don't go if you're going to Logan.
Pack your patience if you're going anywhere.
Anywhere.
I drove in from the Cape this morning. Guys, 5 a.m.
Yeah, there's always the expressway is a fun time.
Tiffany,
three is a
yes.
fun time.
Are you driving back to the Cape after the show?
Dan, I don't want to talk about it.
You'll get there Sunday.
I'm going to call you to keep me entertained.
I just want to say that we really appreciate you being here. And remember, I said that when you're stuck in gridlock traffic.
If my house was done, I wouldn't have to drive.
All right, guys. For our little Good Vibe Tribe audio, would you like to hear a dog that can say, "Oh yeah"?
Yes, please.
Oh yeah.
Can I get a? Oh yeah.
Is that a husky? It's gotta be a husky.
Can I get a, oh yeah! Oh yeah!
That's a dog?
Yep.
Thank you, Kennedy.
You're welcome.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
Okay, first and foremost, good morning, Carson and Kennedy. Carson taking a day off today. We have Tiffany Faison sitting in with us
Hello,
this morning.
The queen.
Oh, so the Celtics game six tomorrow at 8:30. So now that we all know what's what.
No rest for the weary.
Turns out I don't know what I'm talking about most of the time. I just come on here.
You fell asleep before they announced it.
Yeah. We turn the mics on and I just say stuff and it's like 50% of the time.
So, Tiffany, we wanted to let you in on a little something that we have announced, and in case you guys out there haven't heard about it.
Hit me.
But Carson and I, you know, floated the idea a month ago about, because we'd been performing a couple of songs together. He plays guitar and I sing.
Yep.
And
I love this for
after
all of
we
us.
Did a couple of them, you know, people were like, well, we'd love you to do a show.
They're
we'll
like, take it on the road.
She's underselling it. The response was overwhelming.
Of course it was.
And so then we decided, well, what if we did a little mixed lounge, you know, as we are wont to do. So while I was out this week, the boys took it upon themselves to do stuff. And
what'd
now...
you, what'd you do?
We called our boss because Kennedy wasn't here to stop us, essentially.
And now, Tiffany... it's happening. Would you like to hear our official voice person promo?
Immediately, if
let's
not
go.
Sooner. Let's go.
For over two decades, the Mix Lounge has given you intimate access to performances from the biggest stars in the world. Ed Sheeran, Pink, Backstreet Boy, Kelly Clarkson, Adele, John Mayer, Coldplay, and now Mix 1041 and Arbella Insurance present the Carson and Kennedy Acoustic Sessions.
Worry about a thing.
Wait, Carson and Kennedy are performing? That can't be right.
Yeah. Kennedy sings and I play guitar.
Carson plays guitar-ish?
Can you just read what's on the page, please?
Oh, sorry. Okay. Keep listening to win tickets for Carson and Kennedy's Acoustic Sessions Mix Lounge at City Winery June 13th or win online at mix1041.com. The Mix Lounge legend continues. Ish. Only from Arbella Insurance. Here for New England, here for good, and Boston's best variety, Mix 1041.
How long have we known each other and I've never heard you sing?
Are you kidding?
No.
I've never heard you sing.
Oh my God. Well, you've heard like the Impossible parody when you've sat in. Well, that's different. That was you.
That was me. This is me. I don't want to get that off my butt. Well, anyways. So yes, it's happening Tuesday, June 13th.
Oh my God.
City Winery called, offered up their big room.
Oh.
So,
my goodness.
300 of our closest friends. I hope you will join us.
If I am here,
if you're in town.
Right now.
Yes, I know you're so busy.
Stop. This is you?
Yeah.
Trying to get
this is
a
her.
Great big hill of hope.
That's Carson playing.
Yeah.
Well, from the distance.
Carson, I can barely hear you. I'm really
But this is so exciting. We are thrilled.
This is so, do you guys have a set list, like, worked out?
Yes.
Do you take requests?
We haven't. No. We haven't started rehearsing together yet, but we really need to. So I think
guys,
next week that
June
starts
13th.
In earnest.
Like
yeah, I know. It's been busy. Things have been happening.
No one needs to rehearse. When you're this talented, you guys?
The set list is what can Carson learn on guitar?
Yeah, so it's a lot
so
of three-chord songs. But that's okay. That's what this is. It's a three-chord song.
That
so.
Every pop song is four chords.
So yep. We're just so excited. We can't. Arbella Insurance is sponsoring it, and we cannot believe that. Like that they care enough
guys,
to.
Guys, Arbella for the win. Oh, my goodness. You guys, I love this so much.
So, yeah, so we're working on the songs right now. We have some special things that we're working on that we'll announce later as we get them put in there, but we're gonna.
Can I sell merch?
You can sell merch,
guys. I would sell all the merch.
Greg and Fred are gonna do the show live. Their show live. They're gonna host the event.
Love
so
this.
We're just really, really, really excited.
I'm gonna play the triangle side stage and carry in the equipment.
All right. I might also have a little
cowbell.
Okay.
We'll get you a maraca or something.
Yep. I might have a little tambourine. I'll do whatever I can, guys. Like I will sweep the floors. I will do whatever needs to be done. I will bartend and sell merch at the same time.
So we're very excited about it. If you guys want to register to win tickets, go to mix1041.com right now. It's right there on the main page. Or you can win them right now. 617-931-1234.
I love this for all of us.
We'll
so
give away
much.
A couple of pairs of tickets so that you can join us at City Winery for the Carson and Kennedy Acoustic Session Mix Lounge Tuesday, June 13th. Thanks to our Bella Insurance here for New
it's
England.
So good.
It's happening!
It's happening!
Oh my gosh! Dreams come true!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
Okay, first and foremost, good morning, Carson and Kennedy. Carson taking a day off today. We have Tiffany Faison sitting in with us
Hello,
this morning.
The queen.
Oh, so the Celtics game six tomorrow at 8:30.
Tomorrow at 8:30.
So now that we all know what's what.
No rest for the weary.
Turns out I don't know what I'm talking about most of the time. I just come on here.
You fell asleep before they announced it.
Yeah. We turn the mics on and I just say stuff and it's like 50% of the time.
So, Tiffany, we wanted to let you in on a little something that we have announced, and in case you guys out there haven't heard about it. But Carson and I, you know, floated the idea a month ago about, because we'd been performing a couple of songs together. He plays guitar and I sing.
Yep.
And
I love this for
after
all of
we
us.
Did a couple of them, you know, people were like, well, we'd love you to do a show.
They're
we'll
like, take it on the road.
She's underselling it. The response was overwhelming.
Of course it was.
And so then we decided, well, what if we did a little mixed lounge, you know, as we want to do. So while I was out this week, the boys took it upon themselves to do stuff. And
what'd
now...
you, what'd you do?
We called our boss because Kennedy wasn't here to stop us, essentially.
And now, Tiffany... it's happening. Would you like to hear our official voice person promo?
Immediately, if
let's
not
go.
Sooner. Let's go.
For over two decades, the Mixed Lounge has given you intimate access to performances from the biggest stars in the world. Ed Sheeran, Pink, Backstreet Boy, Kelly Clarkson, Adele, John Mayer, Coldplay, and now Mix 1041 and Arbella Insurance present the Carson and Kennedy Acoustic Sessions.
About a thing.
Wait, Carson and Kennedy are performing? That can't be right.
Yeah. Kennedy sings and I play guitar.
Carson plays guitar-ish.
Can you just read what's on the page, please?
Oh, sorry. Okay. Keep listening to win tickets for Carson and Kennedy's Acoustic Sessions Mixed Lounge at City Winery June 13th or win online at mix1041.com. The Mixed Lounge legend continues. Fish. Only from Arbella Insurance. Here for New England, here for good, and Boston's best variety, Mix 1041.
How long have we known each other and I've never heard you sing?
Are you kidding?
No.
I've never heard you sing. Oh my God. Well, you've heard like the Impossible Parody when you've sat in.
Well, that's different. That was you.
That was me. This is me. I don't want to get that off my butt. Well, anyways. So yes, it's happening Tuesday, June 13th.
Oh my God.
City Winery called, offered up their big room.
Oh.
So
my goodness.
300 of our closest friends. I hope you will join us.
If I am here, I'm
if you're in town,
right now.
Yes, I know you're so busy.
Stop. This is you?
Yeah.
Trying to get
this is her.
Great big hill of hope.
It's Carson playing.
Yeah.
Well, from a distance. Carson, I can barely hear you.
But this is so exciting. We are thrilled.
Do you guys have a set list, like, worked out?
Yes.
Do you take requests?
We haven't. No, God, no. We haven't started rehearsing together yet, but we really need to. So I think next week that starts in earnest. Yeah, I know, I know, I know, I know. It's been busy. Things have been happening.
No one needs to rehearse when you're this talented, you guys.
The set list is what can Carson learn on guitar?
Yeah, so it's a lot of three-chord songs. But that's okay. That's what this is. It's a three-chord song.
Every pop song is four chords.
So yep. We're just so excited. We can't. Arbella Insurance is sponsoring it, and we cannot believe that. Like that, they care enough.
Guys, Arbella for the win. Oh my goodness. You guys, I love this so much.
So yeah, so we're working on the songs right now. We have some special things that we're working on that we'll announce later as we get them put in there. But we're gonna.
Can I sell merch?
You can sell merch.
Guys, I would sell all the merch.
Greg and Fred are going to do the show their show live. They're going to host the event.
Love
so
this.
We're just really, really, really excited.
I'm going to play the triangle side stage and carry in the equipment.
All right. I might also have a little...
cowbell.
Okay, we'll
get you a maraca or something.
Yep. I might have a little tambourine. I'll do whatever I can, guys. Like, I will sweep the floors. I will do whatever needs to be done. I will bartend and sell merch at the same time.
So we're very excited about it. If you guys want to register to win tickets, go to mix1041.com right now. It's right there on the main page. Or you can win them right now. 617-931-1234.
I love this for all of us.
We'll
so
give away
much.
A couple of pairs of tickets so that you can join us at City Winery for the Carson Kennedy Acoustic Session Mixed Lounge Tuesday, June 13th. Thanks to our Bella Insurance here for New
it's
England.
It's so good.
It's happening!
It's happening!
Oh my gosh! Dreams come true!
Oh my God, do it, try.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Be Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is presented by Ketch's Law Group, the personally injury pros at ketcheslaw.com, where you pay nothing, unless they win. That's a good deal. Ladies, say good morning to Eric from Quincy.
Eric, do you know the best way to start off the summer?
What's that?
Beating Kennedy with me.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm done.
How are you with pop culture? Say, I'm amazing.
I'm pretty decent.
Oh, and there it is. I'm going to let you guys do
it. Eric, can you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Yes.
She's already gone. It's fine.
She's gone.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we give you $100. A crispy Ben Franklin, because we're good people.
Eric, you got this. Come on, let's go.
Kennedy's record on the big board, 5,042 wins, only 376 losses. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question 1. Rapper Travis Scott says he wants to study architecture at Harvard when he's done with rapping.
Just so much there.
You know, live your life. Travis Scott has 2 children with which Kardashian-Jenner woman? Not Eric's wheelhouse off the bat.
Eric. No, I know her name.
I need an answer, bud.
Chloe?
Question number 2. Matchbox 20 just released their 6th album, Where the Light Goes at Midnight. Who is the lead singer of Matchbox 20?
I got the pass on that.
All right, question number 3. There was
Eric!
Tiffany's not pleased with you.
I know.
There was a therapist on the set of Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, to help the cast and crew deal with the backlash the show got from racists, because people are terrible. In Lord of the Rings, in the trilogy, the villain Sauron used an army of what to do his bidding?
What?
There you go. Put him on the board. Put him on the board.
Yes.
Question 4. Andre 3000 turns 48 today. He is one half of the iconic hip hop group Outkast. Which of these is not an Outkast song? Miss Jackson, Hey Ya, or Forget You?
Is not?
Which one of these is not an Outkast song? Miss Jackson, Hey Ya, or Forget You?
Forget You.
All right, and question number 5. 88 years ago today in 1935, Babe Ruth hit his 714th and final home run of his career that set a record that stood for 39 years. Which of these is not an old-timey baseball nickname for Babe Ruth? The Great Bambino, the Sultan of SWAT, or the Splendid Splinter? Which of those is not a nickname for Babe Ruth?
The Splendid Splinter.
Oh, somebody knows Ted Williams. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
There it is. So Eric is picking up ingredients right now on his way to work. He works at a diner.
Oh, dope. Which diner do you work at, Eric?
The Wheelhouse Diner, Quincy's.
Nice.
I love the Wheelhouse. Nope. Wheelie sandwiches. Give it to me.
Woo! Well, next time you're there, say what's up to Eric.
I will.
He got 3 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
Tiffany was having a moment as I was looking in.
Eric didn't come out the gate hot and Tiffany was unhappy.
We got there. Yeah. We got there.
He rebounded at the end, for sure.
I don't even watch in the world television shows about lots of sisters.
All right,
Kennedy. Question number 1. Rapper Travis Scott says he wants to study architecture at Harvard when he's done rapping.
As you do.
Uh-huh. Travis Scott has 2 children with which Kardashian-Jenner?
Kylie.
That is correct. 1-0. Matchbox 20 just released their 6th album, Where the Light Goes at Midnight. Who is the lead singer of Matchbox 20?
Rob Thomas. He's an angel.
That is correct. 2-0 for Kennedy.
There was a therapist on the set of Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, to help cast and crew deal with the backlash the show got from racists, because apparently there can't be black people in Middle Earth.
No, there can't be, apparently. Yeah. Or in the ocean. Yeah. The mermaid.
Except
elves and mermaids aren't real. Black people are. It's fine.
Jeez. Got him.
Sauron used an army of what to do his bidding?
Orcs.
That is correct. 3-1. Andre 3000 turns 48 today. He is one half of the iconic hip-hop group Outkast. Which of these is not an Outkast song? Miss Jackson, Hey Ya, or Forget You?
Forget You.
Oh, no, that's a ding, not a buzz. 4-2, that's CeeLo Green who does Forget You. And question 5, 88 years ago today in 1935, Babe Ruth hit his 714th and final home run of his career, setting a record that stood for 39 years. Which of these is not an old nickname for Babe Ruth?
Are you kidding me?
The Great Bambino, the Sultan of SWAT, or the Splendid Splinter?
I've seen The Sandlot. It's the last one.
That is 100% correct.
Oh, this is
the Splendid Splinter is Ted Williams. Congratulations, Kennedy. You get the win. 5-3. You are just a wrecking ball. Eric.
Nice try, bud.
3 ain't bad. We appreciate you calling
in. We still had fun, Eric. We had
a ball.
I did too.
We'll all come to the Whale House Diner and get sandwiches.
Whale House.
Gotta have the whaley.
The Whale House. That's a different place. And you get a 4-pack of tickets to see Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill coming to Citizen Bank Opera House from June 13th to June 25th. Tickets and more information at LexisBroadwayInBoston.com. That is very cool. So congratulations.
Yay.
Yes.
Is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before we leave?
Yes, Kennedy, this is Eric, and I could not beat you.
Maybe next hour.
Next time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is presented by Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. That's a good deal. Ladies, say good morning to Eric from Quincy.
Eric, do you know the best way to start off the summer?
What's that?
Beating Kennedy with me.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm done.
How are you with pop culture? Say, I'm amazing.
I'm pretty decent.
Oh, and there it is. I'm going to let you guys do it.
Eric, good can luck, you kick Eric. Kennedy out of the studio?
Yes.
She's already gone. It's fine.
She's gone.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We give you $100 or crispy Ben Franklin because we're good people.
Eric, you got this. Come on, let's go.
Kennedy's record on the big board, 5,042 wins, only 376 losses. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question 1. Rapper Travis Scott says he wants to study architecture at Harvard when he's done with rapping.
Just so much there.
You know, live your life. Travis Scott has 2 children with which Kardashian Jenner woman? Not Eric's wheelhouse off the bat.
Eric. No, I know her name.
I need an answer, bud.
Chloe?
Question number 2. Matchbox 20 just released their 6th album, Where the Light Goes at Midnight. Who is the lead singer of Matchbox 20?
I got the pass on that.
All right, question number 3. There was a therapist.
Eric!
Tiffany's not pleased with you.
I know.
There was a therapist on the set of Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, to help the cast and crew deal with the backlash the show got from racists, because people are terrible. In Lord of the Rings, in the trilogy, the villain Sauron used an army of what to do his bidding?
What?
There we go. Put him on the board. Put him on the board.
Yes.
Question 4. Andre 3000 turns 48 today. He is one half of the iconic hip-hop group Outkast. Which of these is not an Outkast song? Miss Jackson, Hey Ya, or Forget You?
Is not?
Which one of these is not an Outkast song? Miss Jackson, Hey Ya, or Forget You?
Forget You?
All right. And question number five. 88 years ago today in 1935, Babe Ruth hit his 714th and final home run of his career that set a record that stood for 39 years. Which of these is not an old-timey baseball nickname for Babe Ruth? The Great Bambino, the Sultan of SWAT, or the Splendid Splinter? Which of those is not a nickname for Babe Ruth?
The Splendid Splinter.
Oh, somebody knows Ted Williams. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
There it is. So Eric is picking up ingredients right now on his way to work. He works at a diner.
Oh, dope. Which diner do you work at, Eric?
The Wheelhouse Diner, Windsor's.
Nice.
I love the Wheelhouse. Nope. Wheelie sandwiches. Give it to me.
Woo! Well, next time you're there, say what's up to Eric.
I will.
He got 3 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
Tiffany was having a moment as I was looking in.
I mean...
Eric didn't come out the gate hot and Tiffany
but
was
we
unhappy.
We got there. Yeah. We got there.
He rebounded at the end, for sure.
I don't even watch in the world. Television shows about lots of sisters.
All right, Kennedy. Question number one. Rapper Travis Scott says he wants to study architecture at Harvard when he's done rapping.
As you do.
Uh-huh. Travis Scott has 2 children with which Kardashian Jenner?
Kylie.
That is correct. 1-0. Matchbox 20 just released their 6th album, Where the Light Goes, at midnight. Who is the lead singer of Matchbox 20?
Rob Thomas. He's an angel.
That is correct. 2-0 for Kennedy. There was a therapist on the set of Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, to help cast and crew deal with the backlash the show got from racists, because apparently there can't be black people in Middle Earth.
No, there can't be, apparently. Yeah. Or in the ocean. Yeah. The mermaid.
Except
elves and mermaids aren't real. Black people are. It's fine.
Jeez. Got him.
Sauron used an army of what to do his bidding?
Orcs.
That is correct. 3-1. Andre 3000 turns 48 today. He is one half of the iconic hip-hop group Outkast. Which of these is not an Outkast song? Miss Jackson, Hey Ya, or Forget You?
Forget You.
Oh, no, that's a ding, not a buzz. 4-2, that's CeeLo Green who does Forget You. And question 5, 88 years ago today in 1935, Babe Ruth hit his 714th and final home run of his career, setting a record that stood for 39 years. Which of these is not an old nickname for Babe Ruth?
Are you kidding me?
The Great Bambino, the Sultan of SWAT, or the Splendid Splinter?
I've seen The Sandlot.
It's
the last one.
That is 100% correct.
Oh,
the Splendid Splinter is Ted Williams. Congratulations, Kennedy. You get the win. 5-3. You are just a wrecking ball. Eric.
Nice try, bud.
3 ain't bad. We appreciate you calling in.
We still had fun, Eric.
We had a ball.
I did, too.
We'll all come to the Whale House Diner and get sandwiches.
Gonna have a
Whale House. That's a different place. And you get a 4-pack of tickets to see Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill coming to Citizens Bank Opera House from June 13th to June 25th. Tickets and more information at LexisBroadwayInBoston.com. That is very cool. So congratulations.
Yay. Yep.
Is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before we leave?
Yes, Kennedy, this is Eric, and I could not beat you.
Maybe next hour.
Next time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
It is Carson and Kennedy. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. About to be a long weekend. Carson out this morning, taking a well-deserved long weekend. We have Chef Tiffany Faison sitting in with us this morning. And of course, as always, Dan.
Yes.
Thank you for being here. So this is the part of the show where we get a little lazy and turn it over to you to find out what you're going to do for the weekend. Because we're nosy. So, Tiff, what you got going on this weekend, girl?
Can we talk? Memorial Day weekend, guys, is in addition to, like, you know, being observant of our veterans who have given the most for our country.
Mm-hmm.
This is the weekend that we can go, we made it. We made it through the winter.
We did.
We knocked the ice off.
The sun is shining.
It's a lot of pasty legs for the first time this
it's
weekend.
A little too soon. a lot of burns. I am, by no, you know, design of my own, I am in Provincetown this weekend. I have a little place there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting construction done on a condo that I'd spot that's taking
a
so
lot
happy
longer
for you.
Than I thought it would take.
So this is like, you know, no violins are playing for me right now. I realize that. I'm in Provincetown this weekend with my partner and my puppy.
What's going on in Provincetown this weekend?
Well, it is queer young person, young female identified weekend.
That's a nice way to dance around it on the radio.
We call it Baby Dyke Weekend. It's been a long tradition of young queer women, backwards hat, pop collars, lots of fights in the streets.
Oh,
it means I don't leave my house.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you guys have a lovely
day. I hope they have a great time. Don't break windows. Be good to each other. Be kind.
Yeah.
Make out. Don't punch each other in the face.
That doesn't seem like the general vibe of P-Town normally. The punching in the window breaking.
It's just, it's not as bad as it used to be, but like it's a lot. I don't know where the anger comes from. And I wouldn't generally put this on like lesbians. It's just, I don't know.
This particular weekend
is like the WWE of lesbians.
Well, you just stay behind.
The more you know.
You just stay behind your doors in your nice little house there.
I will stay in my backyard.
All right, let's talk to Kirsten from Lowell.
Lowell.
Hey, girl, what you doing?
Lowell.
My
mom turns 50 tomorrow. She's in New York. we're throwing a 50th birthday party for her. My dad has been in charge of the whole thing, and it's like a whole surprise thing. I'm in charge of the distraction.
What's the distraction? What are you doing?
She's always like, I wish I could go get my nails done with you, kind of thing, all that kind of stuff. So I plan on taking her to go get our nails done.
Sure. Yay.
But I also like feet, hands, the dips with extensions, you know, as long as I can get her out.
Get the nails done.
Well, I hope the surprise goes off without a hitch. Call us on Tuesday and let us know how it goes.
I'm 50. Yeah, I also hope your mom doesn't listen to this show or it's not much of a surprise.
New York, she said.
Oh, no. She's in New York. We're good.
And that's why you have two ears and one mouth for listening.
Thanks, Kirsten. All right, let's go to our girl B-Side. Hey, love, what are you doing this weekend?
Good morning. I am actually attending a graduation party for my hetero life mate who graduated college with her master's for education.
Congrats.
Fantastic.
Yes. That's amazing.
Yeah, and then I'm taking my 23-year-old niece and my 5-year-old niece to go see The Little Mermaid.
Oh, I love that for us.
Beside, you have the best weekends. One day I'm coming with you.
Can I just ask really quickly, hetero life mate, is that the new way of saying best friend?
Jay and Silent Bob said it once, that's why I say
it. Well, yes. Yes, it's a Jay and Silent Bob reference. So
this is my hetero life partner, Silent Bob.
Silent Bob.
But we don't do a lot of Jay and Silent Bob watching in the non-hetero world.
Well, you're missing out.
You really are. I'm going to give it to you.
Heard, guys.
Let's take one more, Dan. How about Bobby from Snorwell? How are you?
Bobby Snorwell.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going. What are you doing this weekend, buddy?
I'm actually working Boston Calling this weekend.
Yes!
God bless you,
okay,
man.
Okay, are you working it to see people?
Festival that ever worked.
Yeah. What are you doing as part of the crew? What are you doing?
Working with instruments. So I work for a backline company. So we rent out instruments. We're going to set them up, break them down, make sure that the artists are all cool with what they've ordered.
That's dope. Isn't that fantastic?
All right, who are you dying to see?
I wasn't necessarily too impressed with the lineup this year, but I am very excited to see Foo Fighters just because of Foo Fighters.
I think the lineup's pretty incredible. We got a lot of up-and-coming artists here.
We do. There's a lot of local folks that they're bringing in. I think that's pretty cool.
Bobby, I'm going to be there tonight. If you want to let me mess around with a guitar on the stage, that'd be cool.
I might be able to do that. Don't let my boss.
I'll keep your number and call you once we get off the air.
Thanks, Bobby. Have a good time.
Sounds good.
All right,
thanks,
buddy. I am going to attempt to go to Boston Calling on Sunday. I'm not very good with crowds, as you guys know. My anxiety makes it really difficult for me to be in large groups of people. Mm-hmm. But I really want to experience. I'm usually not in town for Memorial Day weekend.
Have you never been?
No.
Guys, I've been like 3 years.
It's panicky for me.
Yeah. We did the VIP.
So I got VIP passes.
Food. Yep.
So I'm excited to at least know I have a space. So I'm going to get there, find out where my spaces are, my safe spaces. And I'm going with Miss Annie Dow, so I'm super excited to see
Annie! Why Sunday? Who do you want to see?
That's the day Annie picked, so that's the day we're going.
Oh, they're fair enough. That's a good reason.
Maren Morris and Paramore. So
God,
Paramore.
I'm in the business of misery.
And then tomorrow or Saturday, I'm going to go see Evita. American
Don't
Rap
cry
Theater
for me,
is doing
honey.
It, and it's my favorite, and I'm very excited.
Don't
All
cry
right.
for me.
617-931-1234. We've got some more folks on hold. We'll read your text messages, and we'll find out what Daniel is doing for the weekend next.
That's me.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
The entertainment that keeps me going.
On Mix 104.1.
It is Carson and Kennedy finding out what you are doing this weekend. Carson, off today. We're sitting here with Chef Tiffany Faison.
Hi, hi.
Tiffany, I just wanted to read you one of the text messages that we got from the 774. I don't think I've heard the word lesbian on the radio, and it warms my queer little heart.
Oh, let's warm all the queer little hearts.
All the queer little hearts.
It's our job here. It's our goal.
Representation matters. We're here. We're queer.
We are indeed. All right. Let's go to Dana from Concord. What is happening, Dana?
Hi, I'm going to get a tattoo tomorrow.
Oh, Dana, what is it? Is it my face, Kennedy's face, or Dan's face?
Not quite, although I would get a picture of the broccoli casserole from Sweet Cheeks if I could, because it's my favorite.
Oh, but... Dana, thank you. That might be not the most attractive tattoo.
Yeah, not the most attractive. But I'm going to get a quote from my favorite band, The Lone Bellow.
What's the quote?
By and by, I'm by your side.
Oh, I love it. Send us pictures.
That.
Yeah, I will.
All right, Dana, have a great weekend.
I'm going to have to Google the Lone
Bellow. Thanks, you
too. Bye-bye.
Lots of right, let's go to Claire from Hyde Park. Hi, Claire. What's happening?
Hey, nothing much. Just going to be heading down to Marshfield this weekend with a friend to visit some people and sit on the beach.
Yes, Mashfield with
that's
the beach.
That's what we need. That's what we need.
It's going to be a lot of sunburn people
this
weekend.
That's what this weekend sunscreen. Is for. Sunscreen. That's how we get past the pasty.
No, it isn't. Don't start with me when it comes to skin and sunscreen.
I'm not
be here
saying
all day.
No sunscreen. I'm just saying you gotta dip your toe in the water.
I need to burn once and then I am a bronze god.
That's not a thing.
But you don't need to burn once. You don't. Just use sunscreen and you'll bronze gradually.
I don't want to bronze gradually. I want to get right in there.
I don't go in the sun. And if I do, I have bronze. On 800 and I just stay this color my whole life.
You guys,
fine with
you
that.
Know that the sunless tanner stuff is so much better than it used to be. Just do that and then sunscreen.
I did it once. And then I put on a pair of sandals, and then it rubbed off in the shape of my sandals, and it looked really silly. So,
how long? What
oh my
year was
God.
That?
It was pre-pandemic.
It's just better now.
All right, I'll try it. Claire, have a wonderful time on the beach, girl.
Yes.
In Marshfield.
In Marshfield.
Yes. Have fun, Claire.
Let's go to Katie from Tewksbury. Hello, Katie.
Hi. How are you guys?
I'm doing very well. What
Katie,
are you doing?
What you got?
Well, right now heading to drop my daughter up at daycare, but we're heading on to North Conway.
Oh. Where are you going?
To go to Storyland, as you can hear. Yelling.
Storyland! That's so fun. You guys staying up there?
Yeah, we're staying up for, I think, 2 nights. 1 day of Storyland is enough, but...
Girl, you better tell it.
The White Mountains are one of my favorite places. They're awesome.
Favorite in the world.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Wow,
it's
always
going to be white, Dan.
Well... Because we're pale.
So it should be fun.
Don't you derail this segment.
Katie, you have a wonderful weekend. Safe travels up there, too, all right?
Thank you. You too.
Dan, what are you bye-bye. Getting into, my friend?
I am going to Boston Calling tonight, which I'm super
yes.
excited about. I love Boston Calling. The weather's going to be beautiful. And I'm going to see Teddy Swims and the Foo Fighters, but now the Dropkick Murphys just got added because the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs dropped out.
Yep,
so
they
now,
sure did.
My schedule's messed up because the Dropkicks are playing the same time as someone else I want to see, and I'm going to have to pick between my children.
Yep, sometimes you have to kill your darlings.
But it's going to be awesome. I'm super excited.
You
I love that.
You can run back and forth. Catch
I'm too,
one
I'm too old really to run back and forth.
My knees can't
You got to pick a team.
And Saturday, I'm driving up to New Hampshire, and I'm going to stay the night at my brother's house in the woods. We're going to go kayaking.
Lovely. Yes.
We're going to barbecue. We're going to have a fire. And apparently, his next-door neighbor is also their dog's vet. They have a Great Dane, and she is a huge fan of the show.
Uh-huh.
So,
the Great Dane is a huge fan of the show?
Yep.
Obviously.
And the
That's
vet.
Amazing.
We cover all angles. So
we're,
she's going to come over.
Interspecies.
We're
love.
Number one with dogs.
Well, I would hope so.
We aru very well.
All right. Let's move along.
Fine.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This is how we like to do it.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Can't beat.
That's the show.
Can't beat.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Can't beat.
Check this out. She's the queen of trivia, go for you like Activia. Once K is in, that's when game begins. And she'll kick your butt, she's not your enemy. But you can't beat Kennedy.
Whoa.
Can't beat.
Can't beat
Kennedy.
Can't beat.
Can't beat Kennedy is presented by Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. Say good morning to Lisa from Atkinson, ladies.
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa.
Hi.
What's up, Lisa?
I met you once, Kennedy.
Yeah.
At my former school in Lowell. I don't know if you remember me or not, but it's
where
been
you
a
teach
while.
Pop culture?
No. I taught PE.
I got it.
The
I got it.
World needs PE teachers,
here
Lisa.
For it. I love
Glad
it.
You're back with us, Lisa.
Can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure. Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
She's gone.
Goodbye.
Bye, Felicia.
Thank you so much.
Girl, bye.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we give you $100.
Lisa, I need this. My sad little
life. I will try.
Needs this.
All right, Lisa. Question number one. Nicolas Cage has a cameo in The Flash as Superman. This comes 25 years after Cage's own Superman movie, Superman Lives, got canceled.
Surprise.
Which actor just stepped down from the role as Superman?
Henry Cavill.
One more
Cavill.
Time.
Henry Cavill. Cavill, the English dude.
The English dude. We're taking it.
Yep, we got it.
Question two.
Yes.
Kesha says she once suffered such an intense anxiety attack, she thought she was having a psychotic break. Kesha features on which 2013 party track from Pitbull? And I love it so much.
Timber.
Question three.
Lisa,
during his Harvard commencement speech yesterday, Tom Hanks flexed on the kids for making a damn good living, playing a guy who went to Harvard, even though he never did. Harvard's athletic teams are called the Harvard blank.
Crimson.
Question four.
I can taste it.
The first full-length trailer for the Barbie movie dropped. Finish the lyric to Aqua's hit song, Barbie Girl.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life is plastic.
It's fantastic.
You can brush my hair. Undress me everywhere.
Imagination. That's your creation.
And question number five. Soprano star Michael Imperioli says people often ask him for a picture where he's pretending to hold a gun to their head, but he won't do it. He says, quote, I'll strangle them, but not put a gun to their head. That's just bad vibes.
Potato, potato.
Well, it's important to have boundaries on how you kill your fans.
Also, do you have a gun with you all the time? Like, what? I don't understand.
Michael Imperioli is on another HBO show that's currently airing where he plays Dominic DeGrasso. Can you name the show?
White Lotus.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Running around the studio. Are you okay? I've literally never been better.
Really?
I mean, you know.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
Lisa from Atkinson, who is a teacher at an Andover middle school, she got 4 out of 5 correct.
I see.
No.
I didn't. No, she didn't get 4.
She got 5.
She got question 4 wrong.
That's not wrong.
It is wrong. No. I know you want Kennedy to lose so bad, but we have a game here. There's rules.
All right,
4.5.
4.5. All right, fine. 4.5.
Thank you.
Because you're the guest.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Yes, I got you.
Question number 1. Are you ready?
Born ready, Dan.
Nicolas Cage has a cameo in The Flash as Superman. This comes 25 years after Cage's own Superman movie, Superman Lives, got canceled. Which actor just stepped down as the role of Superman?
Henry Cavill?
That is correct. 1-1.
Also, to see Keaton is back as Batman in The Flash.
I'm so excited.
Question 2. Kesha says she once suffered an intense anxiety attack. She thought she was having a psychotic break.
Mm-hmm. Been there.
Kesha features on which hit 2013 party track from Pitbull?
Timber.
It's going down. I love that song. 2-2. Question number 3. During his Harvard commencement speech yesterday, Tom Hanks flexed on the kids for making a damn good living, playing a guy who went to Harvard even though he's never attended a class.
Boom roasted.
Harvard athletic teams are called the Harvard blank.
Crimson.
The Harvard Crimson. 3-3. Mm. Question number 4. This is the contentious one. The first full-length trailer for the Barbie movie dropped. Finish the lyric to Aqua's hit song, Barbie Girl.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life is plastic. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair. Undress me everywhere.
Ooh, that is my creation.
We need an answer.
I don't know it.
I can taste it!
It's fantastic!
You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination.
Life is your creation.
Got one.
Come
word,
on,
right?
Barbie, let's go party. All right, so 3 to 3.5 because Tiffany
Lisa!
Wants this so bad. Question number 5. Soprano star Michael Imperioli says people often ask for a picture with him where he's pretending to hold a gun to their head, but he won't do it.
He says, quote, I'll strangle them, but not put a gun to their head. That's just bad vibes. It's good to have boundaries. Michael Imperioli is on another HBO show that's currently airing where he plays Dominic DeGrasso. Name the show.
Did you say HBO?
Yes.
White Lotus.
That is correct.
It's okay.
It doesn't matter, Lisa. We won!
Woo! Oh, are you counting the half?
All right, count the half. It doesn't even matter if we don't count the half. You didn't get question number four.
It would be a 4-4
Lisa?
Tie.
Nope. Give it to her.
Let's all right, Tiffany really needs this. Congratulations, Lisa.
Lisa! This is how we start the summer.
It's not our money. Congratulations. Ooh. Take yourself $100.
And a gift card.
Thank you.
And a gift card to Tiffany. Where is she getting a gift card to?
You can go to Sweet Cheeks. You can go to Tiggeroni's. You can go to Fool's Errand. You can go to Bubble Bath.
All the Big Heart Hospital.
All the Big Heart Hospital spots. You can put a...
I love you, Tiffany, so much.
Right here for you, Lisa. I love you back. You can put 366.5. I love you,
too. And Kennedy... Ooh. She's getting passes to your Carson Kenny Mix Lounge as well.
Yes, you are coming to the Carson Kenny Acoustic Sessions Mix Lounge. So we have it all for you. It's a very busy day for you.
Yes!
Yeah, that's the one. That's right.
Yes!
So excited!
Oh, my God. Wrap it up, Dave.
We gotta get out of here. Kennedy, is there anything you want to say to Lisa?
Yes. My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Lisa. Or control the show.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
It is Carson and Kennedy on Mix. Carson is off today for the long Memorial Day weekend, and we are joined by the incomparable Tiffany Faison.
I mean, comparable.
Kennedy just walked back in the studio from her 10 minutes for the Impossible Parody.
Hello, guys.
So I did not have an email today, so Tiffany stepped up.
I mean,
I think it was a good idea.
I think it's a decent... I think you're going to kill it, as you do.
All right, let's get to it. Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
I can't wait.
And now, it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject, and we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is. Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
Okay, so Tiffany had suggested I do a song about the Carson Kennedy Acoustic Sessions Mix Lounge, and I guess if we're going to toot our own horn, let's toot our own horn. So,
let's
self-promotion.
To
the tune of Lizzo's About Damn Time, here is It's Mix Lounge Time.
Yes!
It's Mix Lounge o'clock, yeah, it's acoustic. We're taking the stage that is so sick. Is everybody coming to the building? We are so excited, we are squealing. Not sure that our music is appealing. How we feeling? How we feel right now? Oh, we cannot wait to perform for ya. Yeah, it might suck, but we'll have fun, yeah. Oh, take the stage at City Winery. Yeah, you got to be there. We'll play the music. Might turn down the sound. There'll be more ups and downs than a merry-go-round. It's fine.
It's fine.
You won't mind. Yeah, it's Mix Lounge time. We'll play the music or something close. There is no way that we will hit all the right notes. Who cares?
Who cares?
Not us.
Yeah, yeah, it's Mix Lounge time.
Had an idea. Made it happen. Talk to Sal, now we're ready to pump you up.
Feeling fancy with their sponsor, Arbella Ella. And now we're ready for our close-up. Let's turn it up, way too much. Put some delicious wine in your cup. Do you want to go? Listen to win.
Take me!
We'll do our best to get you in.
Oh, we cannot wait to perform for ya.
Yeah, it might suck, but we'll have fun, yeah.
Oh, take the stage at City Winery.
Yeah, you got to be there. We'll play the music. Might turn down the sound. There'll be more ups and downs than a merry-go-round. It's fine.
It's fine.
You won't mind.
Yeah, it's Mix Lounge time.
We'll play the music or something close. There is no way at all we'll hit all the right notes. Who cares?
Who cares?
Not us. Yeah, it's Mix Lounge time.
Hey!
Bye.
Oh, that doesn't get you ready for the Mix Lounge. What will?
Hyped.
Our Bella Ella. Let's go. That was just chef's kiss, Kennedy.
More ups and downs in America.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful.
You guys have ideas for Kennedy's Impossible Parody, drop them to Carson at mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Today we have Chef Tiffany Faison sitting in with us this morning, as we love to do.
It's me.
And we have Sam from Shrewsbury. Sam, did you want to come see the Carson and Kennedy Acoustic Sessions Mixed Lounge?
Yes.
Sam, you're doing let's try right, that Sam? Again. Hey, Sam. Want to come see Carson and Kennedy Acoustic Mix Situation?
I would love to.
There we go.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yay, Sam.
Sam, are you okay, honey?
Thank you.
Are you all right?
I'm recovering from last night.
Oh, girl, you have a 3-day weekend ahead of you. I need you to get some Gatorade.
We're gonna hydrate.
Whatever.
I need a muffin.
Did somebody have a couple drinky poos last night watching the Celtics game?
Definitely.
A couple wobbly pops.
Well, we have got you. You will be with us at City Winery for the Carson County Acoustic Session Mix Lounge. Thanks to Arbella Insurance here for New England Here for Good. So we will see you there. Okay.
It's Arbella Ella forever.
Oh, yes. Now, welcome back, Sam.
And don't worry, welcome Sam. Back. There's definitely no alcohol at City Winery. You'll be fine.
No. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, hon.
Awesome. Let's do the dirty.
Let's do it.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. All right. So we have a little change for Boston Calling, in case you guys didn't hear. The Yeah Yeah Yeahs have had to back out.
They no'd.
Of Boston Calling. Someone in their crew got sick, and so they all had to drop out. But don't fret, because Boston's own Dropkick Murphys will be taking their place. So the Dropkicks will perform at 5:55 today. The National will now perform at 7:05, just before Friday's headliners, Foo Fighters, take the stage to close out the first night of the festival. Of course, it's all happening all weekend long at the Harvard Athletic Complex in Alston. Saturday's headliners, Lumineers and Alanis Morissette, performing for the first time in how many years?
12 years. Saturday is like Lesbo night. Sorry, it's lesbian night. It's like Alanis Morissette, not a lesbian, but like, you know, large
you
lesbian.
Claim her.
We claim her. Fletcher's performing Joy Oladokun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just saying, all my people will be there on Saturday.
I'm going tonight, and I'm excited to see the Dropkicks, but they're playing the same time as Teddy Swims, who I want to see, and now I'm conflicted.
Teddy Swims doesn't come to Boston that often. Not that I'm not saying don't see the Dropkicks, but...
And Sunday's headliners, we've got Paramore, Queens of the Stone Age, Maren Morris.
Bleachers.
All of these things are happening. There are tickets still available at bostoncalling.com if you want to go. And there's lots of new food offerings this year, from what I understand, so it's going to be a time.
And the weather is perfect.
And the weather is absolutely stunner. But please, bring your sunscreen, wear a hat, just listen to me.
If you're going to drink all day in the sun, maybe hydrate, mix a water in.
You can bring a water bottle so you can refill it, so you don't have to do... single-use plastics, all these things.
Turtles will thank you.
And Taylor Swift, as we talked about yesterday, dropped the Karma remix with Ice Spice. Would you like to hear it?
Please, please.
Yes, I would love to hear it.
It's 5.
Okay. Sorry
Come
about
on,
that.
Come on, Tay-Tay. Karma's a relaxing thought. Aren't you envious that for you it's not? Sweet like honey,
Karma is a cat. Your text by what? The bounce. Karma is a fire in your house. God. And she about to pop up unannounced. Like, and she never leaving you alone. Damn. Watch her put your ops on a throne. Damn. Got you waving pretty white flags. Feeling for that cash. Thinking it'll save ya. Now you switching up your behavior. It's okay, baby. You ain't gotta worry. Karma never gets lazy. So I keep my head up, my bread up. I won't let her. Never. Promise that you'll never endeavor with none lesser. Ever, ever. I be dragging that wagon. Karma is a beauty. Winning that path. Yep. Okay.
Never endeavor with none lesser.
Seriously, she went in.
It is a really good verse.
I mean,
it's a vibe, y'all.
If you're getting a guest spot on a Taylor Swift song, you should probably bring your A game. So
yeah, and Taylor was so complimentary of her, saying that she is like the next biggest thing and that she's super excited to be working with her. So there you have it. Taylor
Love
was
it.
Also spotted out in NYC making out with Maddie. So they're a thing. It's official for sure. I wonder where he'll show up next.
The Swifties are not pleased, I'm just saying.
You know what?
They'll get over it.
Guys, relax.
Let her be happy. She seems to be in a really good space.
Let her live.
And that is what I've got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is presented by Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. Everybody say good morning to Lindsay from Brighton.
Hi. Lindsay, we're on a roll.
Lindsay, that's you.
Hi, can you hear me?
There she is.
There she is.
Good morning.
Hi.
Lindsay is on her way to work as a therapist. Oh,
doing the good work for the people. Love you, Lindsay.
Have you ever written notes while listening to this show? You're like, oh, that's some trauma.
No.
My therapist listens in every once in a while. It's funny when she brings it up in session. It's hilarious.
Does she really?
Yeah, I don't mind. I kind of like it. It gives an insight that other people don't get.
That's fair.
So I'm good.
Yeah.
Lindsay, can you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Lindsay, we're on a roll, Lindsay.
Kennedy lost last hour, as
she's
mentioning.
And she lost fair and square.
I heard.
Like, this business of, like, Tiffany strong-armed us into, please.
Sure, sure.
I'll do my best.
All right, five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We give you a $100 bill, a nice Ben Franklin. That's good for your Memorial Day weekend.
And
are you ready?
To Big Heart Hospitality.
I sure am.
Okay. Question one. Daniel Tosh, comedian, turns 48 over the weekend. What was his long-running Comedy Central show called?
Tosh.0.
Question two. There is new music in the Little Mermaid live-action remake written by Lin-Manuel Miranda. This is not Lin-Manuel's first time composing music for a Disney film. He's done two before. Can you name one of them?
Moana.
And question three, Wayne's World director Penelope Spheeris says she wasn't invited back to direct the sequel because she refused to cut some scenes Mike Myers didn't like. And one of them was the iconic car singing scene at the open of the movie. What are they singing in that scene?
I have no idea.
It's one of the best scenes. And question...
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes, amazing. Yes, we'll take it.
And question four, James Cameron is writing a new Terminator movie, but he's waiting to see the effects of AI on the real world before he finishes it. What is the AI system called in Terminator?
So he's waiting for the movie to write itself.
Yep. He's waiting for the world to end. He's like, that's a good script.
I'm not sure.
Okay. And question number five, Sia gave $130,000 to three of her favorite Survivor 44 contestants, including $100,000 to Carolyn Weiger.
So weird.
She must really like Survivor, I guess.
She also like bought out everyone in a Walmart one Christmas. And like, I get that. I don't get the Survivor thing. Mm. Sorry, go ahead.
What is the name of Sia's breakout single that put her on the map back in 2014?
Chandelier.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
I will also say, I thought Sia was on the map before Chandelier.
Yeah?
Yeah. I had...
From what?
Oh my gosh. I had every Sia album before Chandelier. Well, I mean, okay. Niche community. Hi.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi. Lindsay's amazing.
How'd we do?
Real well.
Lindsay from Brighton, with some assist from Tiffany, got 4 out of 5 correct.
No, you know what? I don't... If you guys could see how they're looking at me right now, I don't think I'm coming back here.
You
mostly because I'm
mouth.
Not going to be invited.
Oh, bull.
You're always invited back.
Oh, door's open. I gave you the code. You know how to get in. It's fine.
It's true.
Question number one, Kennedy.
Let's do it.
Daniel Tosh turns 48 over the weekend. What was his long-running Comedy Central show called?
Second question with a 48-year-old birthday.
Tosh.0.
Is there? I don't even know.
After I love that show so much.
What's from Outkast?
Oh, they fall right out of my brain after I write them. Yeah. Question two. There is new music in the Little Mermaid live-action remake written by Lin-Manuel Miranda. No word if he is 48 or not. This is not Lin-Manuel's first time composing music for a Disney film. He's done two before. Can you name one of them?
Like The Lion
King. Encanto.
That is correct. 2-2. Question three. Wayne's World director Penelope Spheeris says she wasn't invited back to direct the sequel because she refused to cut some of the scenes Mike Myers didn't like.
I've heard he's not great to work with.
And I hate that.
And one of the scenes that he didn't like was the iconic car singing scene at the open of the movie.
I cannot make that scene.
That's like the best scene.
The best scene.
What song are they singing?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
That is correct. 3-3. Question.
Hey, Deanne.
Question number
three to
four.
Three. Lindsay, I got you.
James Cameron is writing a new Terminator movie, but he's waiting to see the effects on AI on the real world before he finishes it. What is the AI system called in Terminator?
Lindsay, this is our moment.
I mention it every time Kate Merrill does it.
Skynet? Oh.
That is correct. 4-3. Question number five. Sia gave $130,000 to three of her favorite Survivor 44 contestants.
Who knew that was still on television?
Jeff
a
Probst.
Lot of people, that's why
nobody
it's still
else.
On television.
Middle America.
Yeah, exactly.
Including $100,000 to Carolyn Weiger. She must really like her. What is the name of Sia's breakout single that put her on the map back in 2014?
Was it a... Nope. Nope.
Titanium?
Not that one. Oh, yeah. Maybe.
It was Chandelier.
That's just a tie, honey. We just tied. She didn't win. There's
a tiebreaker question.
But it's okay.
There's not a tiebreaker
question. What do we do? We just say thank you and we move along with our day and we give her tickets to the Carson and Kennedy Acoustic Sessions Mix Lounge, which is priceless. So you're going to be with us. City Winery.
Oh, I'm so excited. I called like eight times.
Well, you're done calling. Well, congratulations.
You did.
We will see you there.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for playing.
Lindsay.
Thank you.
Before you go get in people's...
I'm Lindsay.
All right, you just go. Go ahead.
Get it, girl.
I'm just going for it. I'm Lindsay from Brighton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
No, I can tie Kennedy. You can say that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.